It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
I am very excited today. We have been talking about this all week. From the moment that we got confirmation it was going to happen, I was just tickled pink that you were coming in here today. Please welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show our 42nd Lieutenant Governor of the Colony of PEI, the Honorable Antoinette Perry. Hello and
hello.
Welcome.
Well, hello, good morning, bonjour. It's
bonjour.
Great to be here.
Ah, bienvenue.
Merci.
Okay, busy time of year. You just finished telling us that you have 500 Christmas cards to fill out today.
Well, yes, most of them. I did some yesterday. There was a misprint, so we had to get a reorder. So yesterday morning, the box arrived.
And all right.
So my eyes are a little sandy this morning, but it's okay.
So 500 of those to go through. That's just one of the many things that the Lieutenant Governor is in charge of these days.
Right.
These days.
And I couldn't do it without my staff. I have an amazing crew, and they just, everyone, it's all teamwork.
Yeah.
It's like yourselves here. It's all about teamwork. It gets done and gets done in a more timely manner.
Mm-hmm. You got
but
it.
Well done, and I can be happy doing it. Like, mm-hmm. And that's the key, I think, right there. You know, your whole team is with you, and so important.
Well, so many eyes shift to Fanning Bank during this time of year with the beautiful decorations, and I know you had an open house a week or so ago.
Yes, we did. Yeah, last Wednesday, we had 379 people
through.
Yeah, so we changed the time this year from 3 until 6, primarily just for people working in offices or having the 9-to-5 shift type of thing, but also because like the ambient, like the light changes so much in those 3 hours with the sunset, and then you get just an interesting kaleidoscope of color, mm-hmm. really, and from looking outside with the sun setting and then seeing the lights reflected against then the darker sky and that big Palladian window at the top of the staircase, it really is beautiful. And this year, of course, I smell it all the time, is this 14-foot tree. It's amazing. it's almost overpowering. It was almost for the decorators. And it's beautiful, just so beautiful. So a lot of people had seen it on TV on Compass, and they wanted to come to see it. And, of course, they just walk in the door, and you could smell this, oh, my goodness, heavenly aroma coming in.
It didn't fall over, did it? Because mine did.
No, we had four people there anchoring it, just to make sure.
Okay.
I wasn't involved in that part of it at all.
Okay. So when we get into November at Fanning Bank, is it go time for decorating? Do you help out with the decorating?
So this year we had different decorators. So regular decorator, the one who's been coming since I'm here, she's about 12 years she's been doing that, Shelley Campbell. There was sickness in the family.
Oh, gotcha.
And so we had two ladies from Alberton area, so Pam Corrigan and Charlene Costin. And they came and decorated, did a wonderful, wonderful job. So I was really pleased because, well, I saw their faces when they walked in and the size of that staircase and, you know, okay. And they had done a tour of the house beforehand.
Yeah.
I had insisted on that because really I didn't want them to have to even think about doing it without coming to see it first. So they can also create what they were going to do. And we chose the color palette. So it was red and gold this year.
Oh, nice.
For the main part of the house. And then the dining room is silver and red. And the morning room or the staged office is copper and green to match kind of the decor there. So, yeah, it turned out really, really great. Yeah. Many accents and beautiful floral designs and that. So it's a Christmas spirit, you know, all in one little box.
It is absolutely beautiful. Now, I have to ask this, because I know we all have our own individual preferences when it comes to decor.
Yeah.
Is there that you have also private, like, would you decorate that way? Or do you have another spot that maybe you have your own tree that you put your...
So, Shelley always decorated my private dining room.
Yep.
And this year I was moving my decorations up to Tignish. So I said... I just put the minimal ones there.
Yes.
But they had so much work to do, really, and it was new to them. And it is a big space. There are a lot of, you know, like there's four or five fireplaces. So you imagine you want a different effect for each one of them. Then there's the main staircase. That That takes almost a whole, more than a day, really, to complete all that. The tree itself was a good day.
Yes.
And then you have accent tables and, make floral designs for that. Yeah, so all I did is use your creativity, but I would guide them if there were things that they shouldn't put up or,
No, that doesn't go there.
Like nails or things like that.
Yes.
Because of the historical value of the house,
right.
We have to be careful not to put things in certain places or not to move. Some things were restricted in that sense. But otherwise, no, their own creativity. And they would ask me if this is okay or whatever. Or like even what they did with the pillars was totally different this year.
Yes,
yeah.
The gold.
So they tied them on and they had a nice gold sparkly kind
wrap.
Of a ribbon to go around. That's so you wouldn't see the string that tied that on.
Yes, it's beautiful.
The swags, yeah.
And it is so grand and welcoming. But yes, I know that, look, we all have our own kind of special ornaments or things that are meaningful to us from our own lives, you know. So I'm interested in making sure that you have places that you have those ornaments.
Yes,
too.
I had that in my private dining room. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And then this year was all about the ribbons too, the way they put the ribbons even in the pencil trees.
Yes,
they did a different technique, but it's so effective.
Yeah.
Or some years we put balls on those trees or just the lights.
It's all really beautiful.
Yeah. So it was, it really is spectacular. And those who haven't seen it have another opportunity on Levy.
That's right.
Nice.
Levy, yeah.
And we'll chat more about the Levy and more with Her Honor, Antoinette Perry. This is incredible. Thank you very much for being here today as our interesting
pleasure.
Islander.
The Elf on the Shelf's personal playlist. PEI's Christmas favorites on Ocean 100. Brought to you
25KG just $4.99. Your community discounters locations: Montague, Summerside, Stratford, and Charlottetown. We sell everything. Who knew?
Mainly sunny today, wind gusting to 50 and a high of plus 5, becoming partly cloudy overnight with wind gusts to 40 and a low of plus 1. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a chance of showers or flurries in the morning, wind gusts to 50, temperature falling to minus 3 in the afternoon with a wind chill of minus 10. Right now, it is minus 2 in Summerside and in Charlottetown, minus 8 with wind chill for Ocean 100.
Getting lots of text messages this morning and answers for Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. The average person buys 3 of these each holiday season. What are they? Text me 902-368-1720. It's Honeymoon Suite.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on.
That's Honeymoon Suite, I Believe in Father Christmas, Ocean 100. It is 7:51, and we are joined by our Lieutenant Governor, Antoinette Perry, today. And this has been a delight, and we still have lots more to unpack here, right? This is obviously a busy time of year for everyone, and you love this time of year for a variety of reasons. But you're also, I don't know if a lot of people know this, you don't just like take up residence at Fanning Bank and then stay there all the time. You're still very connected to your community. And you still play organ at church every week.
Yes, I do. So it was a conscious decision that I made when I came here that I had to find a way that I kept connected with my community. That's where I was brought up. And I always get rejuvenated when I'm in my hometown. Of course, walk down the street, hi this, hi that one. And I did teach there for 32 years. All my years were in Tignish Elementary School teaching music and French. And so I made the decision to keep on playing the organ as much as I could. So I have a French choir and an English choir. And I wanted to retain them, keep them going, didn't want that to drop. Plus my connection with my community and my family. Most of my family is there. So I go the first and the fifth Sundays of the month. So there's 4 times of the year where there's a fifth Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. And then the major holidays, Christmas and Easter. So this year, for example, we have 2 services, 1 at 7 with the music in French. And it's a bilingual mass. Music in French there. And at 10 p.m., will be with the English choir. So, the times have changed, but it's the same thing. And between the 2 masses, I have My party, Acadien.
Yeah. Oh, meat pies. Yeah. Meat pies. Yeah, I know that. You guys didn't get that. That went over your head.
No.
We should probably talk about the meat pies very quickly here. And we may talk about them again because this is, in my house growing up, it was always a big part of Christmas. My grandmother made them and then my mom would make them. Let's talk about your process. We don't want to give away secrets, but meat pies are very important to you too.
Well, I already gave the secrets away a few years ago. But that's okay. Some people forgot them. So, no, it's very important to me. Like I was saying, for me, it's almost like, in a sense, it's a spiritual event.
Right.
Because I connect with my mother and my grandmother's spirits. Like I just feel their presence. Because certain things I do, I just get a flashback. You know, Mom would say, like, do it this way or crimp the crust this way or do, you know, and I can still see my grandmother rolling out the dough. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it really is a spiritual experience. And my Christmas can't get started until I get those meat pies done. So I decided a few years ago not to buy gifts or buy very little for anyone. And I give meat pies as gifts. So I have quite an extensive list, but this year I could only make 24.
Okay.
And I usually make 36. So, or sometimes I'll make that second batch, but I just didn't have time this year. So I did make the 24. I did save a few, some 10-inch, 9-inch, and 8-inch. So depending what size of a pie you get, that's where you are.
Okay. Wow. Whoa. Okay. We're unpacking secrets with the Lieutenant Governor. I love it. Okay. Well, let's roll into the birthday list. We'll have more about meat pies coming up here very soon because there's a big weekend coming up too. But this is, I know, very exciting for you and honorable, really, to be here for the celebration calendar. This is pretty huge where we unpack the birthday list. Here we go. Ashton McGinnis, happy 9th birthday for Mom, Dad, Alicia, Allison, and Sky, the dog Sky. Belated birthday for Jared Klo. That's love from your mama. Tracy Morrison in Stratford being welcomed to the 50 Club on Sunday. That's from Blaine and all the family. Elijah Lutwick going to Westwood Primary. Love Grampy, Lisa, Oren, and Veda. Tomorrow, Philip Lutwick celebrating a 28th from your four sisters, one brother, nephew, and mom and dad. Tomorrow, Ella Joyce celebrating a 9th. Love mom. Luke and Micah Casford, 10th birthday today from mom, dad, and big brothers, Noah and Isaiah. Shaden Jenkins, 14th birthday from mom and dad. Becky McDonald, a happy 43rd from Stephen, Kat, Cal, Claire, and Mira. Drew Noss is 12 today for mom, dad, and siblings Liam, Paige, Morgan, and Maggie. Darren Gallant, happy 41st from Ellie and Becca. Brenda McKenna, a very happy 65th birthday. Love from your parents, Gordon and Mary McGuirk, along with your siblings, Joanne, Darlene, Kevin, and Alan. Helen Doherty on her 72nd big day with love from your husband, George. Jacques Arsenault, a happy birthday tomorrow. That's from your sisters and brothers in Cape Egmont. And Nicole, a happy birthday from your daughter, Shelley, and Dave, Lucy, and Eli, and Regina. And Brielle McLean, an early birthday wish for tomorrow in Stratford. Love, Mom, Dad, and Will. Brielle, 14 tomorrow.
Happy 17th birthday to Kayla MacArthur in Tyne Valley. That's with love from a Mom, Dad, Carson, and Owen. Dominic Robinson attends Montague Consolidated School, is turning 10. Dominic from Victoria Cross. Matt McLeod, yeah. As I know him, voice of the Charlottetown Islanders at the rink. Matt from Stratford. Happy birthday, Matt. Ann McGuigan from Kimmy, Devon, Sorsa, and Finnegan in Cornwall. Happy birthday.
Brenda McClellan, the best Grammy. Lots of love from Sadie, Porter, Maeve, and all your family and friends. Black Horse Corner is where Brenda's located. She's turning 65. Emma McCourt in Charlottetown turning 10. A wedding anniversary for Josh and Kate McDonald in Orwell, 16 years. Happy anniversary to you. Kim Crozier in Summerside, turning 50 plus a few, it says here. Happy birthday, love, Chris, Sarah, Jean, Brandon, Keenan, Zoe, Emily, Madeline, Lennon, and Hattie. Joel Ives celebrating a birthday. Bruce Cuse, happy birthday to you. Jace and Colden McMillan in Ponnell. Happy birthday, boys. Hope you have a great day, turning 16. Jordan Daigle, happy birthday, love, Mom, Dad, and they are on the Newton Road, turning 32. And tomorrow, we've got a few more. Jeremy Frazier in Pleasant Grove, Joe Rooney in Mount Malik, turning 70. Ernest Gallant in Tignish, turning 73. Will Farquharson in Cornwall, grade 12, at Grace Christian, turning 17. Dexter Gallant, love, Emily and William. Dexter's in Rollo Bay. Jan Skeffington, happy birthday from Phil, Kate, Norm, Ralph, and Woody. Jan is in Oyster Bed Bridge and a few years away from a milestone birthday. Ella Joyce in Rustico, happy birthday to you. And Phyllis Penny in Beach Point, turning 75 years old. Love from all the family.
I think my favorite part of that is whenever we said a birthday from the western end of the island, her honor kind of perked up a little bit there. Like, oh, I know that person.
Yes,
we'll have more with our Lieutenant Governor Antoinette Perry coming up next. She's our Interesting Islander on Ocean 100.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to submit your...
Windy, that temperature falls to -3 in the afternoon. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, thank you very much, Scott. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia, and we'll have more with the Lieutenant Governor, Antoinette Perry, who is our Interesting Islander today. This has been a joy, an absolute joy. The average person buys three of these every holiday season. What are they? The first guess that the Lieutenant Governor had was meat pies.
Meat pies.
And I was like, you know what? Yeah, but you need more than three. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I guess. I guess I'm greedy when it comes to meat pies. The average person buys three of these each holiday season. New rolls of wrapping paper.
Rolls of wrapping paper.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations to our winner of the $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts, Randall Larson. Congratulations, Randall. Got yourself a gift card there. And you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to give out a couple of bridge passes now, too, because we do that with our birthday celebration calendar. Brennan Duffy and Shelley McCollum, they're going to be in the mail for you. Congratulations. Also, a late birthday to Passalon, Megan Donglant from Charlottetown. Going to be a future teacher. Happy 28th birthday today. We have an educator in the house right now, our Lieutenant Governor, 32 years at Tignish Elementary.
Right, an amazing career. So I wish Megan an awesome career teaching.
Fantastic. And obviously teaching younger kids, it must bring such joy to your heart this time of year.
It's quite an impact that it has on you when you come to that realization, you start teaching, and one day you just wake up and you say, wow, I'm in a position where I can help to mold those little minds. And just to go and get that creativity out of them, get whatever it is, or take away some of their fears and help them to learn. And to express themselves, because I did teach music too. So that was very important, to express themselves artistically.
I have to ask this.
Yeah, and to hone their skills.
I think I read that you at one point were teaching 13, 20-minute classes.
Yes. The first year I started, we had 430 or 40 students in the school. And that was my first year initiation. New teacher.
Welcome.
13, yeah, welcome. 13. And then some parents came to me, so are you going to be teaching private piano lessons after school? And I said, I don't think so. unless you can find some magic energy somewhere. Yeah. For me. You know, I am quite active. But so that was a bit of a challenge. And in that was, I think, one core French class a day, and then the rest were music classes. So. Yeah.
It didn't deter you, because you did it for 32 years.
I did.
We'll have more with our Lieutenant Governor coming up next.
We are CHTN-FM Charlottetown, PEI's Christmas favorites, Ocean 100.
All right, let's do it. If you would like to sing a Christmas carol for us, keeping in mind that the Lieutenant Governor is here today and she is one of our judges. Judge is a strong word, I think. Judge is a strong word. Call me right now, 902-368-1720. Think of what song you're going to sing, and we might just have a prize for you.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore? Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean, overdo it? We want to sing it again.
Oh, wait a minute, boys.
Yeah, Patty, why can't we sing it
again? Alvin, cut that out. Wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
The Chipmunks and the Chipmunks song. Good morning. It's 8:14 at Ocean 100. It's Darcy, Jill, and Scott, and our new co-host, the Lieutenant Governor Antoinette Perry. You are absolutely invited back anytime. 100%.
Thank you.
100%. Thank you for being here for Christmas karaoke as well. We're heading to Cardigan to chat with Tracy Stewart. How you doing, Tracy?
Great.
Awesome. Are you ready to see?
On my way to work.
On your way to work. Where's work today?
I work for Efficiency PEI.
Ooh, fantastic. All right. Well, thank you for doing what you do and making PEI more efficient. That's fantastic. Are you all set for Christmas?
A little bit. Yeah, I still have a few things to do.
You know what they call that? They call those bibs and bobs.
Bibs and bobs.
Yeah, you got a few bibs and bobs left. That's what mom says all the time. Yeah. Okay. What song do you want to sing today for the Lieutenant Governor and us?
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Holly Jolly Christmas in the key of Michael Bublé. Do you think that'll suffice? Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Well, if it doesn't work, I'll sing it a cappella.
Thank you. We have a $250 gift card from Tignish Co-op and West Prince Home Hardware for you just for participating today, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, here comes your instrumental music. Tracy Stewart from Cardigan, good luck. This is not it. Oh. It's coming on in a minute.
Perfect.
Buffering.
There we go.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. But I don't know if there'll be snow, so have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kids are one for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
You know what? I let you go a few extra bars because the Lieutenant Governor was loving it. She was loving it, okay? We got that $250 gift card for you from our pals at Tignish Co-op and Home Hardware. Thank you very much for doing this for us today, Tracy, okay?
Awesome, thanks, and Merry Christmas to
everyone.
Merry Christmas. Have a great day. All right, thank you so much for that. That was awesome. What do you think?
She nailed it.
Thank you. All right. I had to get confirmation from the LG. All right. We'll have more with Antoinette Perry coming up next.
Excuse me. Just want to pop in here and say this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
Make it home for the holidays with a dealership that puts family first. Come home to
Summerside Chrysler Dodge.
Mainly sunny today, a little windy as well, a high of +5. It will become partly cloudy overnight tonight, wind gust to 40, and a low of +1. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a chance of showers or flurries in the morning, wind gusting to 50. Temperature will fall to -3 in the afternoon with a wind chill of -10. Right now, it is -2 in Charlottetown, -1 in Summerside with a -7 wind chill.
Gone to sleep is the hard world we know. Hid beneath a sweet blanket. I can't wait till Christmas.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Her Honor, the Lieutenant Governor, Antoinette Perry, is our interesting Islander today, and they don't come any more interesting than you. You are welcome back here anytime. If you want to be a permanent co-host, you let me know.
Darcy would be happy to bump me out of the way.
No, not bumping you out of the way. An addition. an addition to the show. We were talking about your beautiful Christmas decorations at Fanning Bank this time of year. And again, for folks that weren't at the open house, another chance to see these beautiful decorations and say hi coming up for the New Year's levee. You are obviously a big fan of the levee.
I certainly am. It's just, I just put a bow on me and I'll dance.
No. A very social day.
It's a wonderful day. And then I attend about four or five other levees after that.
Right.
It's a magical day. It really is. Uh-huh. And to see so many people, greet so many people.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful celebration day. You know.
Have you ever passed out any of the leftover meat pies, or there's never any leftover?
No, I guess not. No, okay. Sorry. Dang it. No take there, no.
Dang it. Now, back to the meat pies, too. Do you know what, Levy again, do you know what time it's taking place?
10 till 11:30.
10 till 11:30, New Year's Day. Okay, right. Back to the meat pies, because I was wondering, being so... You know, you have your own style of doing it. You have your own traditions that have been passed down. Do you find yourself critiquing other meat pies more than maybe you should?
No, I tend not to critique them.
Okay,
it's just I won't eat them again. How's that for?
Yeah. Action speaks louder than words, as they say.
I don't like them too spicy. Some people put way too much summer savory in them.
Okay.
I like to taste each meat and get that nice flavor of the mixed meats.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's too much summer savory, I don't digest it well. I don't feel well.
Okay,
so
So you're actually going to be participating in the big meat pie festival.
Well, I'm going on tomorrow, actually, Saturday evening. They're having the final night, and I'm asked to present some prizes, but I'm not bringing my meat pie.
Okay.
Just to
clarify. You would win. That's tough to go up against you, I would have to say. This is just a lovely... I would love to make this a tradition. You coming in here every Christmas. If we don't make you a co-host before then. But this has been an absolute pleasure. You are terrific. Just a delight. I would love for you to be our Lieutenant Governor for the rest of time.
Thank you.
It's just great being at events that you're at. So anything that you would like to pass along to our listeners ahead of Christmas?
I guess the magic word this year is kindness.
Yeah.
You don't know how many spirits you can lift with just a tiny, tiny act of kindness. And then gratitude, again, is my all-time word, to be grateful for what we do have. And, instead of saying, I wanna, is what can I do? You know, those types of things. And my message this year to everyone is just hug your loved ones and your, mm-hmm. like your friends, your family, and spend time with them. Put the phone over to the side and hug them instead of walking with your thumbs across mm-hmm. a little screen, you know. And it's because we just don't know when things can change and how fast they can change. So you want to, feel the love, right?
Yeah. I think that's an amazing
incredible.
Message.
What and a statement.
I also think when you were talking about the making of your meat pies and the time and the love that goes into them, the feeling that your mother and grandmother were present with mm-hmm. you and that you've chosen, like that is the gift that you give people. So it's not a gift like in the story that comes from a store. It's that memory and that part of like, you know.
Yeah. And I'm a little selfish in a way because it is a real spiritual experience for me every Christmas. It brings me into that zone of Christmas and what it meant to me, because it was a very spiritually nurturing time for me as a child. Oh, and it still is.
That's okay. Don't worry about that.
it's one of those important and to honor the traditions.
Yes.
Be they small gestures or whatever it might be, that you go to your neighbor to bring them a little plate of squares or whatever it might be, but that the traditions be honored. Because they are dealing with other people. All those traditions, you're connecting with other people. You're showing the love.
Showing the love. Yeah. And regardless of where we go and where our paths take us, those traditions and those childhood, like, you know, who we are and that connectivity Yeah, that stays with us. Those are the important things,
I guess. You're sharing yourself with someone else.
Yes.
Yeah. This has been terrific. I hope you have a great Christmas. We'll see you at the levee.
Thank you.
And please, you're going to be spending some time up home, I would assume.
Yes, I am.
All right. Yeah. Well, enjoy every second of that, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Lots of mistletoe. Just see the
sleigh bell jingling. PEI's Christmas favorites, Ocean.